What's up, everybody? Josh at Evoke Bike here, and we are back talking cyclocross. I think we're calling these series Cross Rambles. Today we are talking about pre-ride. So we talked about the prep, equipment, a bunch of stuff, some cornering videos, some skill stuff. Now we're talking about you're going to the race. Maybe it's your first race, maybe it's your 50th race. When should you be getting there? What should you be doing for your pre-ride? What should you be looking for? What kind of tweaks should you be making in the pre-ride? We're gonna go into all that stuff. I'm gonna try to keep this tight here. Okay, so remember, in cross racing, before you go into your pre-ride, the winner is whoever goes from the start line to the finish the fastest, not the prettiest, not like with the most like amazing he stayed on the bike or whatever. It's if you got to run it, if you got to slide the bike, if you got to swing it around the corner, Matthew Vanderpool style, whatever you got to do to get through the fastest is what matters. So in your pre-ride, always be thinking about that. If you got to run a section, if you got to take a weird line that people aren't taking, whatever works for you, that's the fastest, that's what you need to do. Okay, so pre-ride. Always make sure you make time to pre-ride. So when you're looking at the bike reg, and like you sign up and whatever your time is, I like to give myself 3 ride windows. Usually there's like time between the races where you can pre-ride, like 10, 15, maybe 30, 20 minutes, something like that. I like to give myself at least 3 of those. So that means you got to get there sometimes 3 or 4 hours before your race starts. So start thinking about that. This is when I got to wake up. This is when I got to leave. So how long it's taking me to get there. All those little things so that when you get there, you have time to do, what we're going to talk about. And then also keep in mind that sometimes races don't go on schedule and they eat into those windows. So you can lose that time. So maybe you can't even get a full lap in. Maybe you can only get a half lap and you can only do it twice. So that's why I like to give myself more time to get those pre-rides in. So think about that. Okay, and then also make time to clean your bike. Say if you're doing a pre-ride, like I would never do a pre-ride directly before my race, but if it is a muddy race, I wouldn't do it right before the race because I want to be able to make sure I get my warm-up in, get to the start line, stuff like that. Make sure the bike is all dialed. But after your pre-ride, make sure you're giving yourself time to clean the bike. If it's filthy, if it's muddy, you don't want to be riding all day, destroying your pads. You get to the race and like you can't brake because you've been riding on a muddy, disgusting bike all day. Destroy your pads in the race. That's what you traveled to do. So don't destroy it in the pre-ride. Make sure you're getting some time there to hit the pits, clean your bike, clean your shoes, clean your pedals. Make sure you're doing that too before you start the race. The last thing you want to do is you're all dialed in and then you go to clip in and your shoe is just filled with mud and your pedal is filled with mud. So make sure you clean your shoes and pedals before you get to the start line. And maybe you want to change your kit. That's a kind of a pro move. Or maybe you wore like some warm-up kit to pre-ride in. That's also a pro move. Okay, so what should you be looking for in the pre-ride? A bunch of stuff. Look for what I like to do right off the gun is like do there's like I like to do like 3 different types of pre-rides. So you got your first lap where you're just getting the lay of the land, see what the course is like. Maybe you've raced this course before, see if they made any changes. So do that super slow. Next, you're kind of getting more in tune to like all the things you should be looking for. This is going to be what I want to talk about is the pinch points. Where in that first lap, and also see taking a step back, sometimes the start is like a different from you're off the course and then you'll go onto the course. Maybe you'll do like an abbreviated first lap. So check that out too in your pre-ride. Like you're all dialed in, but you've never seen what the start is. And then there's like this crazy technical turn that you didn't know is there. So make sure you know all of the course, including that if it is like in a weird, different starting position. If you're starting on gravel, if you're starting on grass, if you're on tarmac, usually the bigger races you're going to start on tarmac, but something else to consider. So in that first lap, look for, and your pre-ride, look for where the pinch point is. They're like, okay, hey, I need to make sure I'm in the top 5 guys, top 10 riders to make sure I don't get gapped because someone inevitably is going to fall here. This happens at so many races where there's like a 180, like very early on, and like there's a pile up, especially also depending on what category you're on. So keep that in mind of where that section is. Look for the hard and easy sections, those technical sections, or maybe it isn't even technical. Maybe it's just a hill and it's just like, hey, like this is late into the lap and like we just came out of like this like up and down section, like I say up and down, like over under, where like you're going anaerobic, you're coming off, and then like there's this extended climb. Like that's going to be hard. So I need to make sure I'm in a good position because gaps could open, or I want to stay with the front group, or that's where I want to attack. Just see where those sections are. And then on the flip side of that, see where the easy sections are. You can't go hard the entire race. So typically you see like in the pro races, those guys take it really easy on the tarmac. So you'll see him like, not always, but you'll see him like kind of pedal easy, like going through the start finish line, like on like those first like laps. But there's other sections in the course too. Like maybe there's a technical section where like you can really let off the gas and you can recover, get your heart rate. Maybe your heart rate isn't really coming down, but like aerobically you're recovering. So keep in mind where those sections are too. And then also on that, those technical sections, keep in mind where those are. Like, okay, hey, we're coming up to this super technical section. I don't know, maybe it's a sand pit. It could be a flyover. It could be a ton of stuff. This crazy off camber, you know, 180 turn to this downhill or whatever. And the conditions change all this too. Find out where those technical sections are and know like where you want to be. Maybe you don't want to be, you want to be off the front. You want to be able to take your own line into this, or I don't know, maybe you want to leave a gap. You want to make sure, because I don't want to let these people in front of me, if they fall, I want to be able to go around them. Know where those sections are. Okay, so those are kind of all the things you're looking for. And then as you pre-ride, like, so like first lap, get in the lay of the land. Second lap, like paying more attention to where these sections are. And then also in that lap, and then also in your third lap, which they're going to get like progressively faster. In that second lap, start to think about, okay, on those technical sections, maybe I want to go back and hit that section again. Maybe I want to run that section. And like I said, I started off, like it's not about the who's the prettiest in finishing these races. Of course, it's dope to like, you know, jump the barriers and, you know, nail the off cambers and rip the sand pit. But if you're doing that at the expense of losing time, like that's not, no one remembers who hopped the barriers like every lap, but finished, you know, 15th place. They want to know who won. So keep that in mind. What can you do that's the fastest? Go back and hit those sections. See, maybe you have to run it. Maybe you got to run halfway. Maybe you get off and run the starting section and then you hop back on. Like, play around with it. Like, it also takes a lot of time. This is why you have to give yourself that time to do these multiple pre-rides. Okay, so, and then dialing in your tire pressure. Mess around with that. I talked about in my other, that cornering video was dialing in your tire pressure, seeing, getting like starting off, if you have that log of your tire pressures, to like, okay, I did this race last year and I started off at 25 and it was great. And the conditions are kind of the same. So I'm going to start at 25. Maybe you keep your little air pressure checker, which is something I talked about in one of the equipment videos. And then you can just pop that on your valve and see what pressure you're running. And then you can let air out. Like, okay, I was doing 25. Let me do this next section in 23 or 22 or 22 and a half. See how that feels. Maybe it feels a bit better. So dial that in. Keep that in your mind. Talk to your buddies. See what they're running for tire pressure too. That's always kind of like another good starting point of like, let's see what so-and-so kind of knows what they're doing. See what they're starting off with. Okay. Keep in mind also, and we're getting all over the place here, but keep in mind that sections will change. So know that as you're riding, like, okay, hey, like this section is super muddy and my race isn't until 3 hours from now and it's going to rain even more. So this section is probably going to change. So again, talking about going back to that cornering video, maybe you don't want to take the burned in line on that. Like, okay, when I get to my race, I'm going to go super wide, hug the tape because green means go find that grass. But you know where those sections are, you can anticipate. And then in the pre-ride, you know, like, oh dude, it is way faster to go on the outside. So, yeah, dial that stuff in, keep that in the back of your mind. Okay. Sections will change. Technical sections we talked about, also in technical sections, just is like, this is like a good thing to do. Don't ride reverse on the course. Do not go backwards on the course. You're not a big deal. No one's a big deal. Go into the tape and go back and be respectful to the other racers. Just that's like a nice thing to do. Okay. And then also look for your spots. Find the spots on the course that are better suited to you. Like, where can you maybe make up a little bit of time? Where can you attack? Like, that's the number one thing. If you are with a group and like you know that like, hey dude, I'm taking this off camber way faster, or I'm taking this hill a bit faster, I'm taking this downhill faster, whatever it is, I'm going into the barriers. I like where the barriers are. I can hop these way faster. I can run these way faster than everyone else. Know where those sections are. So like, dude, it's just, you don't get any like decision fatigue. You know, like all you got to do is get to the start line, get going, get your heart rate up, and like you're just in autopilot and you can react, but you already had the lay of the land. Okay, yeah. And then another thing, dude, I wanted to end this with. I keep saying, dude, get off the course when the race starts. When the race starts, like, yes, I know everyone travels to the race and like everyone wants to hit that section one more time, but everybody else traveled. Everybody else has their own race. Be respectful of the other racers. I go to a lot of races and people just don't want to get off the course because, like, they're, cat one, cat two, whatever, elite, and like their race is more important. Your race isn't more important. Get off the course. Cheer everybody on. Keep cross weird. Have fun. And yeah, I hope this video was good. Like and subscribe. And yeah, we'll just end it with one more dude. Okay, bye.